Well, when I was asked to talk for this month, I said, okay, and immediately said, well, I can't talk and lecture on anything. I just don't profess to be able to do that. But I can share my experiences, some of them, and some of the thoughts that I have, and maybe you can relate to some of them. And I have a very naive way of questioning spirit, I have to say. I do question. So I asked in my meditation what I should talk about, and of course I got nothing. The next day they woke me up in the middle of the night, and I looked at the clock, it was 2:22. And I thought, oh, goodness, now they're talking. Anyway, I got up, and they were clearly speaking to me and telling me to talk about discovering your path. And I thought, oh, okay. So I got up and started writing, because they were with me, and then after about half an hour, nothing. Okay, I went back to bed, got up in the morning, went to look what I had written, couldn't decipher a word. So much for that, but at least I had a subject, right? So when I thought about my subject, I thought, well, what is my path? It started off as I grew up in England, very close to family, water at the bottom of my road, the river, 8 miles away in the North Sea Ocean. What the heck am I doing in the desert? I mean, here I end up here, 2 children and now 2 grandchildren. But what in my path made that happen? I really can't know. I don't know, and I haven't yet been told. So I can't even imagine what I bargained for when I was over there. What did I come back to do? But I've been very blessed. But I also question. And when I get messages and voices, I question, are they real? Are they my imagination? And of course, they are the same. White Eagle always says, you can't be a great healer or a medium unless you have and use your intuition. And we know babies, animals, they communicate beautifully without words. We accept that. And how many times have I doubted myself and missed the messages? And I'm sure they'll tell me that when they see me. But why do I question things I can't see always? And we don't see the wind, but we see the result of the wind. And we see the power and the energy and the very powerful consequences of it. But we don't see it, but we all accept that. Now, White Eagle says, allow your intuition and higher mind to come forth at all times, and that the master of the earthly mind and higher mind will never mislead. And you'll get correct and wise answers to guide you in making your decisions. And this intuition comes as a flash. It's an inward knowing, and you have to have the courage to act on it and be prepared for whatever that brings. Now, I realize I've been receiving impressions from the invisible planes, but sometimes I feel envious of others who communicate with more confidence, and they seem gifted in many more ways than myself. They do handling, channeling, writing, messages, etc. So I question. And then I realized, that's all ego. Ego. That was my lower mind, speaking louder than my higher mind. I'm not saying I'm not enough. And I realize, and know, your path is so totally different from mine. Who knows? I may have been that artist and writer last time. Or maybe that's in my next incarnation. So we sometimes fill our heads with stuff that's not important. But it's difficult sometimes when you do that to let the light shine. Now, one of my guides is the lady in blue. And in White Eagle, the last time she came in to talk, she said, for us not to compare ourselves to anyone. Don't try to be anything. Just be. And she made us understand, just be. Now, why can't we remember lessons we've learned before and bring some of them back? But there again, White Eagle says, you can't even remember what happened to you when you were 2 years old. How do you expect to recall incarnations of hundreds and thousands of years ago? And most of us return to try and find help humanity. Your joy, life can be a joy to so many people, your family and friends. Plus, we might have done something in that incarnation that we really wouldn't like to know about this time. So, do you want to live with that knowledge? I don't think so. Everything we look to, inspire to, is inside us. Everything. And as the light gets brighter, the more we can forgive, bless, and pray for those that we don't understand. Our teachers are there all the time. They're never in a hurry. They've been with us, some of them, for many lifetimes, and they will stay there. And this school we chose to come back to is a blessing for us to carry over the next time. Spirit is gentle, it's loving, and it doesn't criticize. It's just our lower mind that criticizes. And if I don't get it this go around, I know I'm going to get it again. So, and they'll be there for me to repeat. Now, this idea of free will just throws me a bit. That's just me. Because often I feel, okay, if I make a decision about things, two things happen. One is I can only blame myself if it doesn't go right, which I don't like to do. And then, you know, darn it. If I make that mistake, it makes a difference to everybody else as well. It sort of puzzles me a little bit because what I do does affect other people. If I lived on a different part of town, my kids' destiny would have been different as well as mine. The people we met, the children we went to school with, the teachers. So everything has a working component to it. But of course, we really hope that when we make that free will, that it is the best decision for all and everyone, and it's for the highest path. But it's a very complicated thing to think about, to me. Now, White Eagle says we're all treading towards the temple of the soul. Some people are just not on the same page as you, and you can't judge. And sometimes that's a little hard also, because sometimes we judge to save ourselves from an awkward position, an awkward emotion, an anger, and sometimes even a strong impression we judge. And we all see things so very, very differently, and we react differently, because all of us are on a different path and in a different place at this time. And it's kind of fascinating, really, to think of all the millions of paths all going towards the light. And I see it as a massive puzzle, this giant world puzzle. And it wouldn't be complete if you didn't add yourself that little piece to the puzzle. It would not be a complete picture. So everything we aspire to is inside of us, each one of us. And the light gets brighter the more we can forgive, bless, pray for those we don't understand. We've been told thoughts are so very powerful. Well, a funny thing happened to me the other day. We're talking about thoughts. I had this aunt in England who was very, very influential on my spiritual journey. She was a great part of it. And when I went home once, I heard her say, we were out shopping, "Spirit, buy me a parking place close to the store. I can't walk too far." And I thought, Well, that's an awful thing to say. Spirit has far more things to do, better things to do, than find her a parking place. I mean, they could heal someone, right, in that time. So I thought it was awful at that time. Now, I was in a meeting a few weeks ago, and I got a call from TMC saying my neighbor needed me and needed me right away. And I was in this meeting. And this lovely lady who does have disabilities. So I rushed out of the meeting, went to TMC, and you know parking there is awful. So I said to Spirit, help me with parking, please. And I'm in a hurry. There was a car in front of me, and it was going around. And on me, there was a parking place right outside the door. And it went right by it. Well, because I took it, said, thank you. I rushed in, found she was in the first corridor, first bed. And so the nurse met me and said, my neighbor who has very bad speech problems, but she needed batteries for her hearing because no one could communicate with each other at all. And so it was, you know, important at that moment. So I went in, came out, got her the batteries, rushed back in, and I thought, oh dear, here we go again. Parking problem. Okay, it worked, so let's do it again. And this time there were two cars in front of me. I thought, oh, I'm going to be walking a long way here. But there was a parking place two doors away from where I was, and both cars went by it. So, of course, I took it. And I don't know why they didn't see it. Anyway, I went in, gave the nurse the batteries, gave my friend a hug, said a prayer with her, or over her at that time, and was back in the meeting in about 20 minutes. So, now, was I bad in asking Spirit and my teachers for help at that time? Was it a selfish thing to do? I was doing it for unselfish reasons, but they also were selfish to me. I didn't want to walk, and I was in a hurry. So, I don't know. I've got to think about that one. But I know it worked. So I can tell you, I'm going to ask more often. And I know my guides are now saying, about time I ask. Because I do have a problem asking. I often think they should just know what I'm saying. And what I'm thinking about and what I'm praying about instead of me just saying it. So I don't know whether they're messing me or helping me. Anyway. And I had another cool experience in Vietnam last year. The first night we were there, you had to all meet. There was a tour. And everybody was giving their names. And this young lady stood up. And I was just looking at her. And she gave her name. And as I watched her, she just had turned into this beautiful golden ray. And I looked again. And she changed into Quan Yin. And I thought, well, that's really odd. And I looked again, and of course, it had all faded, and we were back. And then her dad, it was a father-daughter tour thing, they'd decided to do it together. And we went on to her dad, and her father said, well, I'm an author. And he gave his name. And we went on. Later on that evening, this young lady came over and sat down by me and said, why am I drawn to you? And I thought, oh dear, what do I say here? So I just thought, I don't want to offend her or say much like you're a golden goddess. Did you know that? But so I just said, if I said Quan Yin to you, would that mean anything? And she said, oh yes, she's my master teacher. And I love her and the dragon. And I thought, okay. Now we know why we connected. So her dad came over the next morning and said, you and I have got to have a long talk. I channel books about spirit. And I've been a minister all my life. So we all got very close. And Ivana actually came and stayed with me a few days not so long ago. And she's an interesting young lady. And it's like that story we have about Brazil when we were there. We were all a group of us, Martha, Daryl, Yazdi, and someone else. And we were standing there, and this lady said something to me. And, of course, it's in Portuguese. So someone translated, and she said she saw me with White Eagle and the Brotherhood of Light. So everywhere you go in this world, your light shines. And you'll find people who are on similar paths to you and that you've probably been with in many incarnations. And that is what you're probably registering on. And just like you all, I'm sure I probably connected with you on some incarnation, or we wouldn't all be sitting here with the same thoughts, values, and looking toward that light. So let's put a thought out there. Ask as it gathers energy, establishes powerful vibrations for the physical world with the constant radiation, and that is the highest vision of joy, love, peace, wholeness, abundance, and freedom. Follow your path. Make your own light shine for the world to see. And in closing, I'd like to read this meditation that I found. So if you would just close your eyes and listen to the words. I came into this world with a specific purpose. I came to fulfill a mission. I came to love life and realize the truth about me. I came to contribute to the salvation of this world. I am part of God, and the fullness of the Godhead dwells in me. In the mind of God, no one or no thing is useless or meaningless. Everyone and everything is critical importance to the balance and order of the universe. Without me, God would not be complete. Without me, the universe would lose its equilibrium. All that is before me to do, I do with happy enthusiasm, for nothing is too insignificant. And never again will there be a sense of futility in my life. I am overflowing with gratitude to the Father for the opportunity to be in the physical form at this time. I am so thankful to be right where I am, right now, serving all who come to me with joy, love, understanding, and forgiveness. Recognizing my true worth, I now go forth with uplifted vision. I see with the inner eye the loving and prospering activity of the Christ within. I see with my physical eyes lavish abundance everywhere. I am peaceful, powerful, and poised, for I know who I am. Namaste.